preaching message. So this is the beginning of the Old Testament. And this is for your personal use. It's the one I took over to Vietnam, but 20,000 copies of the first edition.
Absolutely, that's all that matters. You can do it.
up and patrols on one end of the county that's carrying a gun around.
Yeah.
So they take care of that with their
call. Yeah.
And the Army, I think, is using that method too to help have Pierce handle the problem. The young fellows handle the other, even here in this country. However, I talked to MPs a long bit, and they said to me that it's not a pretty sight when you carry off a fellow grown, his mind with drugs and he's screaming and probably never will recover.
Yeah, he's on the hard stuff.
Yes, sir. And this does occur up here, absolutely. Another thing, one more thing, that is, I think the military is taking this more seriously than authorities are on the civilian front. And I think that it very well might be that the chaplains who are now being trained in this thing would turn out to be, a year from now or so, the most experienced people that we have in the whole country on how to deal with the drug problems. This is what I would expect. I think they're doing more with it in the military. They don't excuse themselves by saying, you've got to have a civilian front, therefore we have it in the military. That's not their mind. Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
What do you do, say, for the
power? Yes, sir.
I regret
it quite frequently, in fact. I did so before it became a problem, and I really had people criticizing me, saying, well, why do I bother about things like that?
But now you hit it right in front of them.
Right on the head, that's right. And we say to the young people, and to the older people as well, this is not the answer to the problem, this is to create